Tonight is Monday, September 25th, and for tonight's devotional, I wanted to talk about, yet again, about being busy. As many of you know, I finished up school about 4 months ago, and honestly, I thought that finally, after all the late nights and long hours of schoolwork, I'd have so much time on my hands, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Well, it turns out that just wasn't the case. Soon after graduation, I took a new position at the company I was already working for, and I feel like I've been going nonstop since then. I do like this new job, but wow, there is so very much to do now. My old job was really pretty boring, and I would spend most of my day just looking for things to do. But now, not so much. To use a driving metaphor, I feel like I've spent the last 7 years on the on-ramp, only to merge directly into the fast lane. And for all the excitement that the new job brings, I have been finding it really tough to connect with God like I have in the past. This feeling is what led me to seek out some solutions to better strengthen my relationship with God while also better managing myself. So let's jump right in and talk about the word that all of us seem to be affected by. The word for tonight is busy. Busy is a word that many of us use seemingly all of the time. We're too busy, so busy, very busy, or just plain busy. We've got work to do, children to raise, meetings to get to, appointments to keep, friends to connect with, spouses to love. The list of things vying for our attention is limitless. So how do we stay connected to God even when our lives swirl around us at a rapid pace? How do we keep him central in our hearts and minds while we live our very busy lives? Here are a few ideas for staying close to Jesus, even when life gets crazy. Number one, start with Scripture. My goal is to read the Bible every day, early in the day, so that everything else I do is seen through the biblical lens of reality. Reading the Bible is the one thing that keeps me grounded in truth and connected to God. I found that for me, that when I start my day with a Bible, my heart and mind are better prepared to respond to God's presence throughout the rest of the day. And I usually find that I'm kinder in my responses to other people and more gracious with myself. And yet, even though I know how important it is for me to read the Word in order to stay close to God, it is surprising to me that something so simple can be so difficult to do on a consistent basis. So get creative if you need to. Do you commute to work? If you're driving, listen to the Bible on audio. If you're sitting on a train or on a subway, read the Bible on your phone or carry a pocket version of the Bible with you. Maybe, just maybe, you could set your alarm for 15 minutes earlier so you have a little more time before everyone else wakes up to spend some time in the Word. Number two, listen to truth. There are lots of voices swirling around us every day, voices that tell us we aren't good enough, that we have to find love for ourselves, and that we need to be more attractive and make more money. If we listen to those voices too long, we can get sucked into those lies. But instead, we should seek to fill our head with music and words that keep us focused on God throughout the day. We all have access to an incredible amount of Christ-centered media options nowadays. Podcasts that point us back to Jesus in the midst of a crazy world, music that focuses our attention on him, and sermons that keep our minds grounded in truth. These are the types of things that we should try to fill our gaps of free time with. They help us remember that in Christ we are loved and that we have all that we need. These are things that we constantly need to hear. Number three, pray throughout the day. It's important to have regular time set aside to pray, but just as any relationship, ongoing communication is important. I often pray in shorter bursts while I'm driving or walking around or while I'm straightening up around the house. I've heard people who pray for people they know each time they turn on the light switch, and I love the idea of partnering normal, daily actions with intentional prayer. It keeps our hearts in conversation with God and invites him into the normalness of our lives, which is right where he is already. Number four, pause when you feel overwhelmed. In the book of Philippians, Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, for in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4:6-7. But it's difficult for us to receive God's peace if we're so busy that we don't make time to stop, even briefly, and ask for his help. And so this whole idea of pausing is an important one for all of us. There are often multiple times each day where we can start to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or concerned, usually about things that are outside of our control. If we actually take time to pause and turn to God when these moments come, rather than letting fear and anxiety overtake us, we will find that he's always offering us his peace, which is bigger than any fear. What I've learned is that the time it takes for me to pause and pray and ask for help is always shorter than the time it takes for me to be worried about something for another 5 minutes, or even 5 days. And number five, invest in relationships that help you love Jesus. In order to live any life, let alone a busy life, that still has God at the center, we need people who are close to us to help us stay focused on him. That doesn't mean that all of our friends need to be Christians, far from it. It does mean, however, that we should aim to have a few deep friendships that flow out of a common love for Christ. These are the friends who will challenge us when we're living in a way that doesn't line up with what we say we believe. These are friends who offer to pray with us and for us when life feels out of control. These are the friends who show us how Jesus loves us even when we don't feel lovable, and they point us back to who God is and the truth that living with him at the center is worth everything. And this will conclude tonight's devotion.